The Magic Detective, starring the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone. He tells you the inside story of death defying death. And right after the story, Blackstone will explain tricks that you yourself can perform. Reveal the guarded secrets of the world's greatest living magician. Stand by for Blackstone, the Magic Detective. Blackstone, did you ever work on a midway?
Yes, indeed I did. Years ago.
Lots of magicians start out that way, working carnivals and country fairs.
Well, when I was a kid, I used to love the acts at carnivals better than anything else in the world. I was firmly convinced that when I grew up, I was going to be an acrobat or a high diver. If I was very lucky, that is.
Well, there's nothing particularly lucky about some high divers. Do you remember Steve Matthews, Blackstone?
I certainly do, Rhoda.
He was good and unlucky.
Who was he, a high diver?
Mm-hmm. He used to dive from a tower into a little tank of water about 6 feet deep. Gee, it was a wonderful stunt.
Whatever happened to him?
Murder.
Murder?
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't have anything to do with his diving, did it?
You better tell Alan about it, Blackstone.
Well, there was a carnival playing near here one day, a year or so ago, and Rhoda and I went out to see it.
Hurry, hurry, hurry! You're just in time to see the death-defying, miraculous dive from the high car into a small tank of water!
Oh, let's see that, huh, Blackstone? Huh?
Okay, if you want to, Rhoda.
There is no! It's the top!
Can't really be going to jump from there into that tiny tank, can he?
It's a trick, Rhoda. Don't worry.
Well, that must be a darn good trick. That water isn't over 6 feet deep.
He is resting now, ladies and gentlemen. Watch and watch.
Oh, look.
There he goes. Right into the tank.
Why doesn't he come out of the tank, Blackstone? He'll drown if he stays underwater any longer.
I don't know.
He's dead. Steve Matthews is dead.
My husband.
His neck is broken.
Oh, Steve. Steve.
I want to see Mr. Blackstone, please, miss.
Why, yes, Mrs. Matthews. Come right in.
You know me?
Well, Mr. Blackstone and I were at the carnival today.
Then you know it was murder.
Who is that at the door, Rhoda?
It's Mrs. Matthews, Blackstone.
Mrs. Matthews? Oh, I can't tell you how sorry Rhoda and I feel about that terrible accident, Mrs. Matthews.
Accident? Accident? That was no accident. It was a murder.
Oh, you can't mean that.
But I do. I do.
Mrs. Matthews, you're overwrought. That was a very tragic happening this afternoon, but murder? No. Your husband broke his neck as he dived into that tank.
He probably made a deeper dive than he usually did, or he landed wrong. It must have been something like that.
But you don't know what happened before he made that dive. He was threatened. Jerry Lynn told him that he wouldn't live after today.
Oh, excuse me, I'll go.
Go ahead, Rhoda.
Is she here? Mrs. Matthews here?
Why, yes, but...
Alice, what are you doing here? I told you to stay at home.
You can't order me around. I came here to tell Blackstone that you murdered Steve.
Alice, my dear, I'll take you home. You're upset.
Take your hands off me. Stay away. You're a murderer.
Mr. Blackstone, you must realize that Mrs. Matthews has had a great shock. She's overwrought and doesn't realize what she's saying. I'll take her home.
No, don't make me go with him. Don't.
Nobody will make you go anywhere that you don't want.
Please tell him to go away. Make him leave me alone.
Mr. Lynn, Mrs. Matthews can stay here tonight. She is, as you say, very upset. Perhaps it would be better.
We'll look after her.
Well, if you think it's best. Good night, Alice. Remember, I'll do anything to help you. Mr. Mr. Blackstone, Steve Matthews was my best friend. I'd do anything for him. Or for Alice.
Make him go away.
Good night, Mr. Blackstone. Look after her for me.
His best friend. What a lie. He hated him because I married him. He was jealous that I chose Steve instead of him.
Jerry was in love with you?
Oh, he thought he was. But really, he hated me. Just as his warped mind makes him hate everybody. When I married Steve, he said he'd kill him. And he tried once years ago.
What happened?
He tried to stab him, but I stopped him. Look, that's how I got the scar on my arm.
Well, what happened then?
Oh, we left the carnival, Steve and I. And we never saw him again until last week. Then he asked me to go away with him. I refused, of course.
And today he threatened your husband?
Yes. He said that if Steve didn't give me a divorce, he'd kill him. I didn't want a divorce. I love my husband.
I saw your husband make that last dive. How could Jerry possibly have killed him? Someone would have seen it.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, now look, Mrs. Matthews. Rhoda will show you a place to lie down, and then she and I will see if we can find out anything for you.
Spooky here at the carnival this late. What are we hunting for?
I want to go over to that death tank, Rhoda.
It's over in this direction, I think. Gee, the dark gets me all mixed up.
Yes, it is this way. Silhouetted against the sky, see?
Blackstone, what do you expect to find?
Well, I have an idea, Rhoda. I know one way Jerry Lynn could have killed Matthews without anyone seeing.
Oh, then you believe Mrs. Matthews? You don't think she's insane?
If what I think is right...
Oh, here's the tank.
Well, I'm going to go inside it. The water's been drained out.
Here's a flashlight.
Oh, thanks, Rose.
I was right, Rhoda. It's murder.
Shh, quiet. Hmm? I hear somebody moving.
Be where you are, Rhoda Prince.
Mr. Lynn.
I got you covered. Never get away from here alive.
But I haven't done anything. I don't know anything. I just came for a walk, that's all.
Where's Blackstone?
Well, he's at home. Yeah, he stayed home with Mrs. Matthews. That's what he did.
I don't believe you.
Well, it's true.
Take up your hands, Lynn.
Look out, Blackstone. He's got a gun.
And so have I, in his ribs. Drop yours, Lynn, or I'll have to pull the trigger. And now we're going to take a little trip to the police.
Maybe you understand how Jerry Lynn broke Steve's neck in full view of several hundred people.
But I don't. It was remarkably simple, really, Alan.
Oh, sure. How?
Well, you remember I told Rhoda that there was a trick to diving into a shallow tank of water.
Yes, Blackstone, you did.
Those tanks are lined with canvas that forms a sort of safety net. The diver hits the water, which breaks his fall a little. Then he hits the taut canvas. It bounces him back like the net under a high wire act.
Oh, I see how he does it. But I still don't see what killed him. Had Jerry removed the canvas?
No. No, that would have been noticed. He simply slid a moving platform on wheels under the canvas and loosened the canvas a little. Instead of bouncing him up, it made him land right on the solid, canvas-covered platform.
So Mrs. Matthews was right. But tell me, how did you ever know about the canvas trick?
Well, Alan, I'm a magician, remember? And it's my job to know all kinds of tricks. That's a part of my magic.
And so, another mystery was solved by your knowledge of magic.
Right, Alan.
And now, Blackstone, what about a trick?
Something really impossible this time.
All right. Let's begin with a dollar bill.
Your own, I hope.
My own, since you insist. And next, I want an empty glass.
Here's one. Will this do, Blackstone?
Yes. You set it down too soon, Alan. I wanted you to rest it on the dollar bill while it's standing on edge.
On the edge of a dollar bill? That's impossible.
No, it isn't. Rhoda, hold that dollar bill on edge.
Well, there it is. I folded it, and when I take my hand away, the dollar bill stands on edge.
Very good, Rhoda. The dollar bill has a few creases, and that's why it's standing. But now, let's see you rest the glass on it.
All right, here goes. Oh, my. That didn't work at all.
Look, Rhoda, let me try. Okay. There where I see a double crease.
Mahoney, it didn't stay. Hey, catch it before it rolls off the table.
I've got it. Here, do you want to try it again?
Oh, no use, Blackstone. It just can't be done.
Oh, but it can, Rhoda.
You mean you can actually stand a dollar bill on edge and make a glass stand on the dollar bill?
I can.
On that table, right in front of us?
On that very table.
And take your hands away with no strings, magnets, or nothing to brace a dollar bill?
Right, Rhoda. I'll stand the bill on edge and balance the glass on the top edge of the bill.
Show it.
Well, you try it a few more times, and if you can't catch on, I'll be back to show you just how it's done.
Here's your dollar bill, Blackstone.
You mean you figured out the trick, Rhoda?
Oh, no. I guess you've got to show me how it's done. There's the glass. Now balance it on the bill.
Oh, very well. Now, first we take the dollar bill and roll it.
Oh, wait a moment. What are you rolling inside that dollar bill?
Nothing at all, Rhoda. I'm simply rolling the bill and rather loosely at that. Now I set it on the table, on edge.
But you're still holding the dollar bill.
Only to keep it from unrolling. It's now shaped like a cylinder, a little smaller than the diameter of the glass.
Yes, that's right.
So I set the glass carefully on the edge of the loosely rolled bill. I take away both hands.
And the dollar bill is standing.
The glass is balanced on its edge.
The weight of the glass keeps the bill from unrolling.
And the trick is done. A glass balanced on the edge of a standing dollar bill. I hope you like that trick, ladies and gentlemen. And until next time, this is Blackstone saying good magic and goodbye.
Be with us next time when the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone, tells us the story of the criminal who caught himself and explains more tricks that you yourself can perform. Listen in again to Blackstone, the world's greatest living magician.